Express FM. I am absolutely delighted to be in the presence of not only Jake, but the legend in local music of Jinx. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. It's good to see you.
It's been a while. It's been too long, Jinx. Our paths always go at different angles.
Yeah, we're always walking opposite directions.
I reckon it's because you know I'm coming. what are you doing down here today at the Victoria's Festival, Jinx?
I'm doing two things. I work for an organisation called Music Fusion, and we're a recording studio for developing young artists, and I'm here to support a whole bunch of our young artists who are playing all over the weekend. So check them out on the People's Lounge tonight. I think they're headlining the Tiny Tea Tent tomorrow night, and headlining the World Music Stage on Sunday night. So you'll be able to get to see loads of rappers, spoken word artists doing that sort of thing.
You've been an inspiration, and Music Fusion has been an inspiration for so many young people. What does it mean to you to see him performing on stage?
Oh, it's incredible. So from my point of view, say, this is the ultimate story, yeah? One day, someone refers a young person in, and they sit in our office for an initial interview, and we kind of look at someone, and you go, what do you want to do? And maybe they want to be a rapper or a singer-songwriter or something, yeah? And you sit there and you look at them and you think, wow, I wonder where that'll go. And then maybe 5 years down the line, I find myself walking around a mainstream festival and that young person is headlining one of the stages here, yeah? We work with young people facing tough challenges in life.
Yeah.
So not everyone in the field knows what it took for that person to get up there and achieve something so positive. So, yeah, for me, it's a double bonus because I get to see the young people perform. But I also know where they were, say, 5 years ago and the journey they've had to get here. Yeah, it's best weekend of the year for me.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, I know you've got a magic wand. I've heard a lot of people talking about it. But it comes down to funding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And supporting the cause.
Yeah.
Now, are you allowed to say what's happened, about an hour ago?
Tonight? So, a bunch of our young people, a few years ago, were the expression they use nowadays is having beef with each other, which means they were going on YouTube and shouting at each other a lot, and then they started, I'll be honest, carrying large weapons and saying they're going to chef each other, which is the youth version of saying shanking,
right,
for us 70s boys, there's been a lot of grief between, if I'm honest, Portsmouth and Lee Park.
Right.
So it's our young people doing this pee up, L down, L up, P down. It's getting really serious. And this morning, we found out we got lots of money from the Police Crime Commissioner to deal with that rising tension between postcodes and our community. So, yeah, we're 20 grand up on this morning. We'll be running an album called Maverick 6 starting next week. Why not?
Wow.
We're delighted.
That sounds phenomenal. Obviously, you'll be linked in with Express because we want to hear that music.
Absolutely.
And to break those barriers down. So we will do bigger and better things towards moving forward. And then Music Fusion, can anybody join? How do they get involved?
So, admittedly, you've got to be referred to us now, yeah? So we get lots of NHS funding and Police Crime Commissioner funding and that sort of stuff. So if you're having a really tough time in life and you think that making some music might be the thing that could bring you around, our big thing is we're a couple of hours of fun in your week. And you know what? There are some young people out there where that's the most important thing in their life. And if you feel that's your person, then get in touch via our website, musicfusion.org.uk. Come in, have a chat, and we'll see what happens.
Sounds brilliant.
I've got one more thing, if that's all right.
You can't be far
so
away.
So I have just come from the We Creates field, which is opposite the big ship. What are we calling this ship?
The boat.
D-Day boat.
Yeah.
If you get to the D-Day boat, and hello, George. No worries. So if you come to the D-Day boat, opposite there is a little area with loads of huts of independent Portsmouth craftspeople and fashion people, yeah? And I'm also in there supporting my missus who's selling her clothes. But I really recommend, if you go around this whole festival and you want to connect with the Portsmouth creativity scene, go to that field opposite the D-Day boat. That's where it's all happening. That's where the real culture, the local people, it's a localist field in the entire festival. Do drop it.
Brilliant. Jinx, it's always an honour to talk to you, my friend. And lovely to see you. Thank you.
Till next time.
Thank you.